Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Rec Center sees busiest year in nearly a decade. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Recreation Center saw its busiest year in nearly a decade in 2025. According to the Gillette News Record, facility officials say more than 317,000 people walked through the doors last year, counting memberships and daily visitors. That's the first time attendance has topped 300,000 since 2019 and the highest total since 2016, which remains the facility's busiest year on record. Adam Gibson says the staff didn't realize how busy the year had been until they reviewed the final numbers. On average, the rec center saw about 897 visitors per day, not including youth programs or school activities. Historically, the busiest months are January, February, and March, when about 100,000 visitors came through the doors in early 2025. Gibson says keeping equipment in good condition is a big priority for staff. The facility typically replaces 4 to 8 pieces of equipment each year, with most machines lasting about 10 to 15 years. Regular users say the facility is an important part of staying active. Many residents visit daily to walk, lift weights, and stay healthy, something members say is key to keep moving as they get older. Wildlife bills largely avoid major fights in 2026 Wyoming legislature. Wildlife and hunting issues largely avoided the intense debate seen in past years during this year's legislative session. According to Wildfile, lobbyists representing hunters and outdoor groups arrived at the Wyoming legislature expecting a major battle over proposals to expand landowner hunting licenses, which critics feared would lead to more pay-to-play hunting and reduce opportunities for everyday hunters in public license lotteries. But two of those bills were quickly rejected in the Wyoming Senate, while a third proposal later failed in the House. Another closely watched measure aimed at clarifying the legality of corner crossing, stepping between public land parcels at their corners, also died in the Senate after controversial amendments led critics to say the bill created more confusion than clarity. One public lands measure that did gain strong support was a resolution sponsored by Senator Eric Barlow of Gillette. The resolution called for keeping public lands protected and maintaining local input on management decisions. The proposal passed the legislature by a wide margin and was later signed by Governor Mark Gordon. Overall, wildlife advocates say compared to last year's session, when numerous wildlife bills sparked heated debate, most wildlife and public land issues were largely left alone during the 2026 budget session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.